This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio on a Friday afternoon. I go by the name of King Bashir with the Winter Stalk himself, your side chick's favorite DJ, right? And man, as you know, on the last Friday of the month of April, you know what it is, man. It's time for Limpopo's next big thing. So if you're a Limpopo musician out there who is, you know, whose music is registered, you can send it through to music at capricornfm.co.za and at chris@capricornfm.co.za and include the hashtag in the subject line Limpopo's next big thing so that we can feature you in the following month. So today is no different. I'm joined in studio by Tintswalo. Ishane. Government names, right?
Yeah.
Tintswalo Mashabela, hailing from Lephephane in Tzaneen, a 24-year-old composer, songwriter, pianist, and a rapper who's studying music at Tshwane University of Technology, right? He is known to us as Lahanta.
Oh, yes.
No, before you came in, me and my producer were arguing about it. No, he's international, you know? So he needs to be called L.A. Hunter.
Los Angeles.
You know what I mean? So he's like, no, my brother. I'm like, no, L.A. Hunter. So hence I asked you, I'm like, hey, bro, your name, Killer Hunter, but L.A. Hunter. So thank you so much for taking your time to come and join me on the show, my brother. You good?
I'm okay. I'm half a grade, man. But
yeah.
It's crazy because I never thought I'd be here. But yeah, we're here now.
Man, we are grateful to have you here. You know what I mean? So a lot of people get nervous.
Yeah.
As I'm sure you are right now. I'm putting you on blast. So when people get on radio, they get nervous because, you know what, they feel like, no, man, they might say things that they're not supposed to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I'm
going to play a little game with you real quick, right?
Yeah.
I call this I call it this or that. So basically, I'm going to give you two options. You choose one as quickly as possible.
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
So just an icebreaker.
Oh, yes.
So you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Winter or summer?
Summer.
Okay. Single or taken? Yeah.
Okay, now you're putting me on the spot.
I'm putting you on blast, bro.
Yeah.
Single or taken?
Well, I'm taken.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, ladies, askies. Gigging or making music in studio?
Making music in studio.
Oh, dope. TikTok or Instagram?
TikTok.
You see? Easy. Icebreaker.
Yeah.
Now at least we know just a bit about you, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, some people are probably, you know, hearing about you for the very first time.
Yeah.
So if you had to describe yourself, don't think about it as a comprehension test. If I had to ask you, you know what, who is Lahanta? What is Lahanta? Where did Lahanta start? But who is? Let's just start with who is Lahanta? How would you describe yourself?
Well, Lahanta is a musician in general. I'm a composer.
Yeah.
A producer. And also an arranger, all the way from Tzaneen, in a village called Lephephane, Koppa to be specific. I was raised by a wonderful woman who happened to have done a good job seeing how dark and lovely I've become.
Yes, sir.
I think you've covered a lot of things. And also, I'm 24 years old. I'm a star in the making.
Still young and hungry.
Yeah, star for success.
100%.
Oh, yes.
So, you know what? You spoke about being raised, you know, by a lovely, lovely lady. So, let's take it way back, right?
Yeah.
When did your love for music begin or start? And when did you know at that point that, you know what, this is what I want to do?
I started back in 2015. I think I was doing grade 9. So me and my high school friends and my brother, Collins, we had this thing, the idea of us making music. And also at that time, you know, if you were not a dancer, you were a musician.
100%.
So we did that. Also, I wrote myself one song.
Yeah.
And then there was a friend of mine, Kathy's DeLazy. Shout out to DeLazy. He helped me, or maybe taught me how to write sensible lyrics. And also, like, he kind of like made me who I am. And also that's how I kind of like fell in love with music.
Yeah.
And from there onward, I went straight to it, never looking back.
The rest is history.
Yeah.
All right, now let's speak about the name, where it originates from. The name Lahanta, where does it come from? Because most people will come with stories, you know, check out Hala Bolos, like, hey, man, from Bolong to the studio, which one is this one?
Well, the name Lahanta is actually from a name. So my government name is Tintswalo Theron Mashabela, right?
Okay.
So Lahanta is from Theron. Theron, it's a boy name from Greek, which means hunter.
Okay.
So me adding the LA was for me to make it a bit interesting. So yeah, Theron, La Hunter, Predator, kind of like, yeah.
All right. Hunting in the game.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Right. I love it. So but right now, if I was to ask you, man, if you were not, since you discovered music at such, you know, an early age.
Yeah.
If you were not making music, what is it that you would be doing?
Yo, I was definitely going to be a police officer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
my dad is a cop. Well, yeah. Was. He's retired now. But why?
Okay. It's a crazy story because Mam Holwaka, she was a traffic officer. Mm. So I used to love seeing her in her pictures in the uniform. So also the fact that we had a lot of crime back at home, like there's a lot of crime, you know. So I was trying to add the numbers to the people who are going to stop the crime and all that, you get. So yeah.
So you're a problem solver.
Definitely.
Oh, okay. So now let's speak about the music a bit. What has been your biggest challenge, you know, in terms of navigating the music industry?
I think it's definitely have to be like resources. I'm from Limpopo in Tzaneen. If you're from there and also me starting to make music, then I didn't have much of resources, be it Buma, the computer to record and all that. So we had to go a mile. I remember walking a distance, kids out record at night, I think around 11.
Yeah.
So now I think it would be lacking resources or maybe people who are going to help you push or maybe help you see the bigger picture or maybe see yourself out there or maybe help you push yourself out there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, you know what? I want to take it back a bit.
Yeah.
What happened to the trio group, the Major Squad? Are you guys still in contact?
Can I tell you? Okay, it's not even a secret. Well, he is one of them. I joined the studio by one of them. Yeah, so it was I'm the founder of the group. He's one of the members.
Who is he?
This is Koki Slovo, Koketsong Kapele, aka Koki Slovo. He's one person who has been pushing me to see myself beyond. So also there's David the Second. He couldn't make it. He's at home. Yeah. So it's a thing. A lot of people. We wanted to grow as individuals. You get.
Okay.
It's not a matter of we fought or whatnot. We just wanted to grow individually. And seeing him, he's married. He left this whole thing with me.
With you.
Yeah.
You know?
But yeah, it was a matter of talking it out as a group and a matter of us growing as individuals.
Oh, man.
And yeah, there's not really much of a problem.
All right. We are still hanging out with La Hunter right here in studio representing Tzaneen. We're going to take a quick break. If you have any questions or compliments for the brother, do send them through to me, 079-899-6226. I know music is personal, but sounds like this is directed to her, huh? Since it's a note to her. So you need to be honest, my brother. Who hit you? What's going on?
The
legacy. Right?
Yeah.
It is 21 minutes to 3 on Capricorn FM. Limpopo's hottest frequency, hashtag Limpopo's next big thing. In case you just joined us, but thank you so much for taking your time to be with us. I am right here, right now, with the one and only La Hunter, right? All the way from Tzaneen. I just played you one of his songs. It is called A Note to Her. Now, let's talk about your music, now.
Yeah.
I need us to touch base on that. So what inspires, you know, your composition and your songwriting?
Well, I think it's safe to say I write whatever I feel. Like, I tend to put my emotions on a beat.
Okay.
Like, if I'm happy, like, I'm definitely going to pen something nice, something good. Also, with Note to Her, you heard it's a bit of a sad story.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was going through a phase with my significant other.
Oh,
yeah, okay. So it's a thing that I just did that. And also, it's crazy because I wrote the song at 3 o'clock in the morning, at 3 a.m. Yeah.
Yo.
That's how it is. That's how I write my songs.
Mm.
Like, I sit and search myself.
Mm.
Whatever emotion that comes in, like, that's what I'm going to write about.
Plus, they say it's the most quiet time ever you can get at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Definitely.
It's either when you know, it's time when other people are praying, other people are flying. So I've heard. I'm not sure.
Oh, yes,
so I've
yes,
heard.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah.
So, okay, inspirational. So you dropped your first album, Birth of the Hairy Goat, right? Late last year, 15 tracks.
Yeah.
Tell us about this project, man. And what message were you trying, you know, to convey with this body of work?
Oh, first of all, I would like to say I am so proud of the project.
Yeah.
I am so, because now also with the project, it was me trying to announce myself, as it says, birth of the hairy goat, because I'm the hairy goat. Kenapudi, looking at the beard and all
I
that.
I can see. You're Rick Rossi. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
So now, with the title, Vele, it was me trying to tell people that this is me coming up.
Yeah.
The rebirth, you get. And also in the project, there's a song, number one song, the intro, Nailambuzi. Okay. It talks about me as a person and also me as a brand, kind of like telling people what to expect in the project and also what to expect from me as a person and as a brand. Mm. Yeah.
Wow, man. I think I need to give you an air horn for that, because 15 tracks. God damn. Yeah. All right. It's not easy. I know it's not easy, man, navigating this game. But where would you like to see yourself? Let's speak about, you know, in the next coming 5 years or so.
In the next 5 years, definitely. Like, I want to see myself swimming with the big sharks, you know?
Yeah.
I want to see myself going beyond what I can imagine. Because now, with music, you can never know.
Way it takes you, most definitely.
So I'm definitely gunning for more people that I can work with, especially the big names, you get. Because now, imagine me coming from rural areas of Lephepani and also making it big out there. Like, that's what I'm looking at, the bigger picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me put you on the spot right now. Since you mentioned working with big artists, if we were to give you a blank check to say, look, here are five features, people that you can feature. It could be composers, writers, it could be, you know, guys that you just want, lyricists, guys that you just want to feature on your, maybe your EP. Just five. Hip hop, piano, whatever genre you feel like, you know what, I've always wanted to work with these people.
Yeah.
So let me put you on the spot and give me five of your best.
First of all, I think I'd definitely go for Casper Nyovest.
Okay.
Blackie.
Oh.
I would go for Usimamani.
Oh, okay.
Tony Daimani. Mm. And Maglera Doughboy.
You know, you answered that real fast. You sure you're not forgetting anyone? Like, you were just going.
No.
Are you sure of these ones?
I'm so sure. Oh, definitely, man. Sure.
Yeah, but that's a hot lineup.
It is.
You know, those guys are on smash right now. Like, they're doing the most in the game as well, right? So those are the guys you would really love to work with. Anyone maybe from the province that you feel like, you know what, I can actually connect with this person in terms of the work that they put out. If there's no one, it's fine.
No, there is, actually.
All right.
I think I would love to work with Keishelo. Keishelo is a really good artist. And also Shandash.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's crazy? Can I tell you something?
Tell me, my brother. Tell me.
So I think it is last month, I was on TikTok. I was just messing around, and then I did a video using Shandish's song Shapa Bell.
Okay.
You know what's crazy? She commented, followed me, and also reposted my video, which got like a lot of numbers. So that got me the attention of, okay, what if someday I work with her?
Yeah, no, let's not say what if. It needs to happen.
It needs to happen. You know? Yeah.
I think I'm having a soon in studio, I think next week. So maybe my producer can make something happen.
Because
I'm putting him under pressure right now.
Yeah, I would love that.
So he's the guy that can make it happen, right?
Yeah.
There is a message here that reads, Lekompo's doing amazing in the province, and we've seen hip-hop artists also do Amapiano. Would you gravitate towards any genre outside of your comfort zone? I feel like that's an amazing question.
Yeah, it is. I would, because I'm not one to box myself. I would definitely tap into Lekompo, because also seeing how I've also recorded a piano song.
A piano song, yes.
Yeah, I definitely would try Lekompo, because also it's doing, the movement is
Can you speak Kilobedu? I mean, you're from that side.
All right.
Okay, let me take another one real quick. So Lahante Zamamela is such a banger. He's such a talented young man indeed. That has no message, but a big shout out to you. When it comes to, you said you'd rather be in the studio than be in, like, do gigs, right?
Yeah.
But when it comes to that, how do you think you would be able, you know, to handle that, you know, that festival crowd?
Yeah.
You know, practice makes perfect.
Have you ever
been in those situations where you felt like, yo, this crowd is not feeling me, I'm not good enough, what do I need to do, you know, to get the masses to actually get it? Like, what is it that shifts you from getting a negative response and moving directly into positivity?
Well, I feel like, I feel like criticism or critics make us who we are.
100%.
I'm not going to be mad if someone tells me that my song is whack, my song is not popping, and also if maybe I'm performing somewhere and also I'm not giving them that energy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be mad at that. I'm just going to take that and fool it to do more, work on myself like that. And also, as soon as I release a song, or maybe record a song, I don't just release it. I give it to people to listen to the song before anything.
And
they must be honest with me. Like, they should be honest with me. If it's work, it's work.
Yeah.
There's no other way. But also, because now with that, if it's work, in a word of it, I can go back and restructure my song and you get build on it. So I don't think really like it'll be much of an issue.
But you know that most songs that we believe are whack tend to be the hit songs.
Definitely.
For some funny reason, the songs that I've put out and people are like, nah, they got me more deals than a song that I was like, okay, I'm just doing this because I'm a DJ, I have to take out music.
Oh yeah.
Because I was excited, or okay, I have Zuchi Coke Dope on my beat.
Yeah.
I have Flame on my verse.
Oh yeah.
So I got excited because of that, and those songs didn't pop until I released a normal song, and people are like, ah, nah, this one I see on. When it dropped, it gave me more than what I bargained for.
Yeah.
So sometimes when you send it to people, I'm not saying that the people you send it to that saying or that says or gives you a reply that it's whack, they're wrong, because I mean it's what they hear. But sometimes I feel like we need to just put work out there, man.
Yeah, yeah.
When it lands, it lands. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Definitely.
You have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, I think I need to play a voice note. Who's this? Let me see. There we go.
Hola, 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 Mr. Bash. You know what? What I like about the guy is that he didn't just go with this dominant genres. Like, you see now, everyone who is thinking of becoming a musician is thinking of, especially Limpopo, he's thinking of Likompo, Mapiano. So that guy decided to go his unique way. That is what I like about the guy. Big up my brother. Keep it up. It's Mashati Palani from Sabine.
Big shout out to you, man. You see? Getting love, man. You getting love. You know? But yeah, before I let you go, where can people get a hold of you? Where can people get a hold of your music?
I'm definitely everywhere. My music is everywhere on all DSPs. They can get me on Facebook, it's La Hunter. On TikTok, it's also La Hunter. On Instagram, it's Harry_Goat17. And yeah, my music is everywhere. You can check it out anywhere and everywhere.
Any shout outs, my brother?
Shout out to Koki Slovo. Shout out to my mom. Shout out to Mercury Beats. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to the fans. Shout out to people at home. Le Pepe on your stand up.
You know, artists never shout out to their women, man. It's really something that I've analyzed, and I know I'm putting you guys on blast, but you know, you have significant others, Marleba, and they are listening. I'm sure that they are listening.
The thing is, some of them, they prefer to stay hidden.
Oh.
They don't like the limelight, you know.
Yeah.
Because now with the spotlight, things get tricky.
Yeah, sometimes it ruins things. I was just saying, hence I'm not putting you on blast.
You just did, my brother. So
my brother, all the best, you know, in your future endeavors. We are here. We are gunning for you. Capricorn FM is supporting you. Whenever you feel like, you know what, you need to drop more music and send it to us, we'll definitely play it. And may God keep on blessing your journey. You know what I mean?
So
more blessings, more features.
Thank you so much.
And may you expand your wings beyond your own recognition, right?
Yeah, and hopefully I can have a song with you.
Yeah, let's work on that. I actually have a beat that I must play for you right now, so let's work on that, right? But we're ending things off right now with La Hunter. The name of the song is called Better.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.